Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As we begin this brand new week together, I want to pick up where we left off on Friday, but first I want to make an announcement about the way forward from here. Let's talk planning. Are you a person who likes to plan ahead? If you're headed for a certain destination, do you like to know how you're going to get there before you leave where you are? Do you prefer to know the route you are taking? I certainly do. Others could not care less. They just get their walking shoes on, or they get in their car and go. They find fun adventure in what is not planned, in what is unplanned. We came into Genesis 2 and verse 24 3 weeks ago. Out of all the verses we've had in this second chapter of Genesis, this verse, 24, stands out to us as one in which we need to really take our time. We have thus far asked three questions of the text. Do you remember what these are? The first one was, why here? Why does God introduce us to marriage so early on in the Bible? We asked it, and we answered it. Our second question was, who said? What we read in verse 24. We asked that, and we answered that. And then we came to this third big question, so pertinent to our day. What is marriage? What is marriage? Specifically, what is God's view of marriage? How does He see it? We've asked this question, and we are in the process of answering it. But any good answer, any biblical answer, takes time. When I say, as I propose, the Bible says that marriage is one man as one flesh with one woman for one lifetime, this raises many questions for the modern person. And I am of the opinion that most of these questions are fairly asked. So I want to spend some time wrestling with these. Well, Mark, what sort of questions do you have in mind? It's these. What about divorce? God's command is for one marriage that lasts one lifetime, but if a marriage ends in divorce, can the divorcee marry again? Is marrying after divorce acceptable to God? What about when a spouse dies and the living spouse still has a long life to live? What about remarriage? What about when someone gets married before they become a Christian, but their conversion radically changes how they behave in marriage, and their spouse does not convert to Christ and leaves the marriage? What then? What can the abandoned Christian spouse do? What about one spouse abusing another in the marriage? Should the one being abused really stay married for life to this person? These are the questions I have. These are questions I have had many Christians and many people who are not Christians ask me, and I am willing to guess that you may well have one or more of these questions flow through your mind as you have been tuning into God Is and listening to me interpret what God's view of marriage is. And so you would think we will get cooking on these answers now, like today. But we are not going to do that. And this is why. I have a very heavy teaching and preaching schedule in the coming weeks, and that means I have to be ready to meet the needs of the churches who have a desire to learn God's Word and apply it to their lives. And as I thought about the questions I have just mentioned, I realized, prayerfully, that these deserve more time to answer than we have radio and podcast time before my engagements begin. Therefore, I'm going to be prepared to pick up answers to these questions beginning on Monday, December 7th, 2020. That's just a couple of weeks from today. You can mark it on your calendar. By then, we will wrestle with divorce and remarriage, remarriage when one's first spouse dies, remarriage when a Christian is abandoned by their unchristian spouse, and what about the person who is suffering in an abusive marriage? All of this, of course, is Lord willing, None of us can be sure what will happen between now and December the 7th, but we can plan ahead, surrendering ourselves to God's ultimate plans for us. And that is what we will do. Let's give the proper time to matters of such high importance. Marriage, as we have already seen, is very important to God because marriage reflects on the nature of our relationship to Him. Therefore, what is important to God must be important to us. I hope that you will agree with me on this. Now, to the person who says, "Well, I thought you were a planner. Why didn't you do both? Finish Genesis 2, dealing with these questions, and prepare for and deliver on your preaching commitments to these churches." Well, if you're wondering, here is my response. I have two comments. First, this is the dilemma with planning in the midst of an international global pandemic. The name of this virus is COVID-19, the coronavirus. As you well know, it is still on the loose, infecting some and affecting all of our lives. So churches have to adjust on the fly in response to what has been ordered by governments, and this makes planning very hard and difficult. And this has impacted yours truly, me, which in turn, I understand, affects you when you listen to this radio broadcast and podcast. I do ask for your patience. I promise you, we will come back to Genesis 2, 24, and 25 and answer these questions. I will finish my exposition of Genesis chapter 2. And here is my second comment. This is what sometimes happens when we teach the scriptures verse by verse. Yes, I came into Genesis 2 with a plan, a calendar all marked out for what to teach on what day. Oh, but then I keep getting deeper and deeper into the text and unearthing more of what the Word of God has to offer us. And well, that meant I kept on extending our time on certain verses, particularly verse 24. When a pastor commits himself, when a Bible teacher commits himself or herself to a verse-by-verse approach, an approach I highly favor, well then all the content does not always fit itself so neatly and tightly into 15 minutes a weekday. So that's how I answer those of you who had that question. I hope this is clear and makes sense. Others of you really do not care. You just want to get to the Bible teaching. And so the next logical question is, what will air on the radio? What will be featured on this God Is podcast between tomorrow and December the 7th? Here's what we're going to do. You and I are going to have a review of Genesis 2. That rhymes. It is catchy, don't you think? Our review of Genesis 2. What I have done is to go back and select certain content from Genesis chapter 2 that I think is worth our review and consideration. You can expect that starting right here tomorrow. I'll begin with reminding you of our two-day introduction, and then we'll go from there. This has at least two benefits. First, if you were not with us from the beginning, then you will listen to this content for the very first time. I know we have new listeners join us often, so you will be able to capture some of what you missed in our series, God and Man and Woman. Second, for those of you who are very faithful, you're going to hear the content a second time. That's a good thing. We remember what we hear again and again and again. Also, there will be something you missed the first time around that the Holy Spirit will now bring to your attention. The circumstances of your life are different than they were several months ago, and so you will hear and apply Genesis 2 differently than you did then. And so my prayer is that you will continue to tune in at this time on this station and via the God Is podcast. Do not miss a day. At the same time, if you're shaking your head thinking, "Where have I heard this before?" Well, it was right here. Again, for the next couple of weeks, we will be having our review of Genesis 2. I hope you will join myself and all these other listeners with open Bibles and open mind and hearts to hear from our great God. One of these weeks is also Thanksgiving here in the U.S., and so we also have to plan for and participate in all of that, which often affects how often people listen to the radio. When it comes to marriage, we are living in a time when God's commanding perspective on marriage between one man and one woman as one flesh for one lifetime is easily dispensed with by being called old-fashioned and out of touch. Or worse, it is attacked. And there is a whole lot of attacking going on. We need to pray for our marriages. We need to invest fully in our marriages and be married the way that God wants us to be. So let us keep Genesis 2, verse 24 in our minds and hearts and come back to this after a review of Genesis 2. I hope you will continue on with me as we make our way rapidly to the end of 2020, this year that has been quite a year. Let's pray. God, when it comes to marriage, there are many questions. Much comes back to marriage and to family. And this verse feels very important to us, especially when we consider it in light of the whole counsel you give in Scripture. Some of us are married, some of us are not. Some of us were married and are not married anymore. Some of us want to remarry or are already remarried. Some of us never wanted to be married and never will be. Some of us have a positive experience with marriage and some of us negative. Whatever the case may be, please assure us of your love and grace for us amidst the command you've clearly given to us. Help us to obey your commands. I pray for people listening for whom marriage is a real struggle. Lord, there are many different reasons for this. You know all about it. I pray that in these bad marriages, you will enter and be present and bring something beautiful out of what is now really rather ugly. Go with us now. Thank you that you have already gone ahead of us. Please continue to teach us from your word. Strengthen me for the teaching upcoming. I pray that I will rely on you to be led and guided by you. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. Please join me again tomorrow for our review of Genesis 2, right here on God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.